Welcome to the CX Break Room. I'm your host, Sheetal, and today we're going to talk about something that's been quietly upending the marketing playbook, messaging. In a sense, I'd say it's the fact that conversation is turning out to be conversion. And that's just why messaging is no longer going to be just a support tool or a notification channel. It's in fact a full funnel engagement layer that lives where your customer does and actually moves with the customer in real time. Fascinating, right? And to jump right into the subject with me, I've got Harsha Solanki, who's VP GM Asia at InfoBip, joining us right now. Harsha, thank you so much for making us some time on this podcast. How are you today?
Hi, Sheetal. I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for asking. And it's a pleasure to be here. Looking forward to some great conversations.
Well, fabulous to have you here, Harsha. And I think let's start at that, you know, slightly, you know, sensationalist kind of question, because let's start with a here and now and what's last season about how brands and businesses are approaching a conversion. Help us understand what needs to be fixed.
Today's consumer is hopping between different touch points, different channel of communication, and even devices, thereby challenging and pushing the brands and businesses to rethink and remodel their digital communication strategy that is more personalized, more present, and most importantly, stays relevant at all times. A lot of consumers are highly engaged over rich channels like RCS, WhatsApp, Viber, so on and so forth. But some brands and businesses still are not harnessing the power of rich messaging and are still continuing to invest in their websites, their flows, their pages. If you ask me in one simple line, what is broken, I would say it is the assumption of predictability. So the conversion in today's time is all about reaching your consumers where they are, over the right channel, which means their preferred channel, over the right time, with the right content, and most importantly, the right context.
Understood. So from what I'm hearing of you talk about what's broken right now that needs fixing, or at least needs a rethink, is that most people are failing to see that the conversation is really where the conversion lies. Now, that really brings me to another broad kind of a question, and I'm hoping you'll help us understand why messaging has become this preferred choice of brands, at least brands who are actually doing it right.
Because firstly, it's instant, it's immediate, it's personal, and most importantly, very easy to use. I would like to take an example of how you and I converse over our most favorite channels with our near ones and dear ones. I think that is exactly what every consumer is looking forward to establish that engagement, that conversation with the brands, which is seamless, effortless, much like how you talk to a friend. Also, at the end, the messaging channels are always a channel that's always on. It's more sticky than any other channel, and by far the most trusted channel and channel of choice by the majority.
I'm sure you've, from your experience, you've seen brands stumble. Once they've adopted messaging, they decided they need to scale. I'm sure there are a few things that they're not yet getting right on that aspect of the journey, Harsha.
Yeah, you're right about that. And whenever we are engaging with brands to help them build their digital customer journeys, we often come across some of the key challenges that are very common across brands and businesses. First is their understanding of what scaling messaging means, you know. Usually they always associate it with, let's send more messages to the consumers, without even realizing that this could also turn into, let's say, spamming the consumer. And especially when you don't have the right content and the context and you're constantly bombarding them with messages. So that's the first mistake people do. Another problem that we see most of the businesses facing is the legacy systems that they have. They have these different tools and softwares that don't talk to each other. And you're on top of it trying to build a nice customer journey, which obviously, if you don't fix the problem statement, which is your legacy system not talking to each other, so you will see low engagement. You will not see adoption. So this is another problem that we come across quite often. And the third is that a lot of times brands don't recognize the power of messaging channels. They usually use it for one-way communication. So it is important for brands to really, really harness the power of two-way communication, the conversations that you can build over these rich channels, and build more and more connected experiences between brands and people.
You know, that last part was kind of fascinating because this entire podcast or this episode is really about conversation as a conversion infrastructure. And you're saying that that's one area where people actually stumble when it comes to scale, just one of the areas. But I'm sure along with the areas where you've seen people stumble, you've also seen people think differently, reimagine the two spaces that are messaging at one level. And of course, conversion strategies when it comes to the granular details of how you get it right. Do share what the future, whip out your crystal ball, Harsha, for us and tell us what the future of these two spaces look like.
Well, in few words, the future of messaging and conversion is how brands build true omnichannel experiences, which means how brands are focusing in building hyper-connected, hyper-personalized and meaningful conversation that in turn is driving conversion. So in my view, there are three things that brands should really, really consider and focus while they're building their digital communication strategy. First and foremost is to have the ecosystem, which includes your infrastructure, your compliances, your tools and software ready to support the communication strategy that you are wanting to build. Second, and a very important one, is know your customer. Brands have to constantly ensure that they know their customer at all times. Your customers' choices, their preferences, what they like, what they don't like, how they react, their emotions. So if you keep the customer at the center while you're devising this strategy, it will help the brands build not only engagement and connected experiences, but also build this emotional connect, which in today's time is lacking. So if we simplify the communication, if we simplify how consumers can interact with the brands, it will really help them connect with the brands more and more. You know, it'll help in building an inclusive digital experience that caters to a diverse demographic.
Wonderful. I think you put it all into perspective for us, and that was our intent. Talk about messaging, of course, is this hot new topic for everybody, and also connect the dots between conversation and conversion strategy on today's episode as brands that we've had customer experiences of. And thank you so much for Harsha for walking us through this aspect of customer experience on this podcast series. And here's wishing you and the team in Pune the very best on this journey going forward.
Thank you, Seetal. It was lovely talking to you. And thank you so much for this great interaction.
So there you go. Messaging is really not a support tool or perhaps a notification channel. If that's what you've been thinking, well, I hope this episode has set that right for you. And we've clearly, you know, understood and established how messaging is really not where your customers are. It's where your conversations are. And the brands who are looking at messaging as a growth function and not just a, you know, a sidecar are not just reducing, you know, friction. They're also compounding loyalty, they're accelerating revenue, and they're building a very robust CX strategy that fits how we really live. Thank you for watching the CX Breakroom. We'll be back with more.